Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Are you set?
I'm set.
Okay, well, let's get this baby on the road.
Doctor said you got PCOS. Now go on, girl, just lose some weight. Till I took the symptoms into my own hands and reversed them naturally. So I became a dietitian to help my sisters feel the best they've ever felt. Take a step in my direction if you wanna prove them wrong and take control of yourself. Join a sister and a
Okay, I have a story to tell, and I've been waiting a week to tell it.
What? Okay. What story?
Okay, last weekend, I went to my friend's bachelorette party in Mexico. And before the bachelorette party, I had had the flu for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I
held your hair back while you were throwing up into the toilet.
It was so bad. So then, just as I had recovered, there was this bachelorette, right? I was so out of sorts, I didn't even check into the flight beforehand.
Well, let's be honest. Who usually checks into the flight for you?
Zeta.
Yes, because we usually travel together, and I, as the guider,
books the flight?
Or the guider, the goiter, the leader of this family.
Oh, shut up. Okay, so I didn't check in, and I was getting on the plane, and I was the second to last person getting on the plane. And I was like, Tommy,
like group eight.
What are you doing? Like, this is terrible. It's a packed flight. I have this carry-on. There's no room in the compartments. I'm looking around. It's crowded. I can't even see an open seat. Literally no room for me. Jam-packed plane. And I'm the second to last person getting on board. So I look to my left, and the fourth row in, middle seat, is open. And this nice lady is like pointing at it, and she's like, I have a space for you. You can sit here. She's like gesturing. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, why me? You know what
First
I mean?
All, isn't there assigned seating?
No, not on Southwest.
What kind of a animal show is this?
Yeah, I'm telling
why wouldn't you.
You
have, what kind of an airline does not have assigned seating?
That's what I'm saying. So then her husband gets up to help me with my luggage. We shove someone's luggage aside and squeeze my luggage in. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I am the second to last person on this plane. There are no seats available except this middle seat that she's been like hiding from everyone except me. And I was like, okay, this is working out. So then I squeeze in, I sit next to her. She puts me by the window so she can sit next to her husband. And she's like, are you PCOS weight loss? Are you Tommy?
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh my God, do you follow me? Like, this is so wonderful. Do I get to sit next to a sister on this whole flight right now? And we had so much fun. She was Syrian. My best friend, who I was going to her bachelorette, she's half Syrian.
She was also going to Cabo?
She was also going to Cabo.
That's pretty cool.
We chatted the whole time about like health and wellness and like PCOS and whatever and life. I had a cookie that I had made, the chickpea like thumbprint cookies that I had made from the Sisterhood app. It was in my purse. So they're passing out snacks. And I said no, because it was pretzels, like gluten. And she was like, so what do you do? Do you just like starve? And I was like, girl, please. I took it out of my bag. We ate cookies together. Like, it was a nice flight. I was texting my whole family like, you won't believe it. I was the last one to board. I have the best seat. Like,
the authenticity of that, of you actually having cookies from the Sisterhood in your purse.
I know.
And you sat next to a sister.
I know.
Who in that moment... A snack was the perfect time to like get on an airplane. Like, it's just so. And afterwards, I told Tyne, did you take a picture of you and the girl and the cookie?
Picture.
I'm like, how could you not take a picture? It's so like, it would be such an amazing thing to share on Instagram because nobody would believe it.
I didn't take a single picture and it was such an amazing moment.
I know. You enjoyed your life.
God forbid I just live.
God forbid we just enjoy our life. You guys don't know how many times we're doing something. I'm like, wait, should I record this? Or should I just enjoy my life right now? So if you see us posting less, that's just us enjoying life a little bit more than we used to. That's all it is.
The other day we went to our house. It's under renovation. And the workers were playing Mexican music. And I love it. I'm dancing. And C-Duck starts dancing with me. He's like, hold on. He sets up the phone and starts recording it.
Yeah.
And then we recorded it. I was like, God forbid we just enjoy our lives. It was fun, though.
That's a really cool story about you traveling and then running into a sister right next to you. You know, I always think about that. I'm like, what if we sit next to someone and, like, you know, it's a cool experience.
I know.
We get to talk to them.
It was
on the flight.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it happens again, honestly.
Of course.
Well, on my way home, I was like, do you think I'll sit next to a sister? Like, what's going to happen this time? I don't think I checked in yet again, but it was an empty flight, so it was fine.
Well, on that note, though, let's go ahead and start this episode up. It's going to be all about a hair growth guide for all our PCOS girlies. So it's weird when I say it. For our PCOS girlies. This is a hair growth guide.
I made this title up.
Yes, Talia made the title, the PCOS main event, a hair growth guide for PCOS girlies. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and read our wins of the week. This is Motivation Tuesday, where we read you wins from fellow sisters sharing how they reversed their symptoms and lost weight with PCOS.
This first one is from Bats. She is from the sisterhood. She says, good morning. I had to share this really quickly because I'm still in shock and honestly wasn't sure this was going to work. Today is my weigh-in day and I lost 4 pounds in 1 week. This is something that I haven't been able to do for such a long time. I feel like I'm getting my life back. Thank you so much, Talin, for the tools and encouragement, and to the sisters for your support. Keep going if you're struggling because this actually works.
Amazing, woo! Bats. 4 pounds in 1 week is insane and great job.
Good for you.
Yeah, a lot of times, like, it is shocking when, like, you haven't lost the weight in a long time and nothing has worked. And then you try a few things and then, wow, you know,
yeah,
in 1 week.
Yeah, it's like you turn on your metabolism.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Amazing. This next one is an email that we received from Porter. I won't say her full name. Porter. She goes, dear Tyne and Sidak and sisters, O.my.word. Basically, oh my word. I am so grateful to have found you. I can't even. I just got my period after not having it for 4 months. And what?
I love when you read like a girl's message. Like, this is how I talk. I can't even.
Okay, should I read it like
you? You have to read it like me.
Read it like you.
Like me.
Okay, this is how Ty would read this. Like, because she's this is how she talks. Oh my word. I am so grateful to have found you. I can't even.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'm doing too much. I just got my period after not having it for 4 months, and it had been a year of no period before that. I've been recovering from a concussion, mild TBI, from a bike whoopsie for 5 years now. Wow, I'm really sorry to hear that. My pituitary regulation was thrown off. I bet you were so surprised that I read that right.
Pituitary?
Yeah, you thought I was going to mess that up.
No.
Okay. My pituitary regulation was thrown off, as was the hormone balancing journey that I had already been on with PCOS for many years. I'm now in my late 30s, and I have had a lot of frustration and embarrassment that I haven't been able to solve my PCOS situation. But then I heard your uplifting voices. Oh. Sorry.
Uplifting.
Your empowering nuggets of wisdom, curiosity, humor, non-judgmental, and welcoming tones. It's truly shifted how I approach and think about PCOS and my life. Is this too intense? Oh well, I'm feeling so much more hopeful and I am reclaiming and remembering my agency. I'm now gluten-free, dairy-free, ovacetoling, apple cider vinegaring, trying to de-stress, be with the sun in the morning,
yes.
And I've lost 8 pounds. By the way, she said and 3 times. I didn't stutter that. Because I know I stutter a lot of times. I just want everyone to know. Okay.
She lost 8 pounds.
Yeah, I lost 8 pounds in the last 2 months after so long of pushing it and not losing any weight. Really looking forward to discovering more and trying the miracle meal plans and slow rate workouts.
I love that she calls them miracle meal plans. Thank you.
A little intimidated, but you both make it all seem less scary. So freaking thankful for you both. P.S. Sidak, I know it's been said so many times, but it's such a contradiction to have a man be so knowledgeable, proactive about PCOS and women's health. Gives so much hope in men. Thank you. And then she goes, P.P.S. I love the intro song for the podcast. Is that you, Talin?
Oh, it's not me. It's our friend.
Yes, it's our friend who is a real singer. Her name is Keys. But what an amazing email. We're so happy for you, for the progress you're seeing, for the weight loss you're seeing, especially after like not pushing yourself like you were before and doing more things that you enjoy. You know, just going outside and getting that morning sun, feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, so good to hear that. So we're so happy for you. And yeah.
That's amazing. De-stressing instead of stressing your body out. And you lost 8 pounds.
Yeah.
How do you like that? That is what I'm talking
about.
Like PCOS weight loss.
Yes, exactly. And thank you for your support. We really appreciate it as well.
What if you had an app for PCOS that could tell you what to eat, when to work out, and how to track your goals every day?
Introducing the Sisterhood app. Not only does the Sisterhood app give you access to the largest community of women with PCOS, but it also provides you with a daily PCOS plan.
Your daily PCOS plan tells you exactly what to eat for each meal of the day. It's like having me as a dietitian in your pocket. It also sends you a notification when it's time to work out, and it provides step-by-step videos to help you reverse your biggest PCOS symptoms.
You also get access to 100-plus gluten and dairy-free recipes, the 5 Steps to PCOS Weight Loss Masterclass, and a full PCOS-friendly workout library to choose from.
But let's not forget the most crucial component of PCOS weight loss, the support. You're not alone. In the sisterhood, you become part of the largest community of PCOS women where you can chat with us in our private Facebook group. Sirak, myself, and your fellow sisters are in there every day to answer your questions and support you along the way.
So what are you waiting for? You can head over to the App Store and search Sisterhood or click the link in the description to get started today.
See you in there.
All right, well, with that being said, time to kick us off into today's episode.
The main event.
The main event.
If you will, M-A-N-E. So many of us listening may know this already, but I'll just say it again. Hair loss is one of the most devastating symptoms of PCOS in terms of like vanity. And it seems to be the one that takes the longest to reverse. It takes like 6 to 12 months of consistency.
But it is possible. Yeah, yes. Which we'll get into.
And it's hard because, you know, you start doing stuff and you're like, I don't see the results. But 6 to 12 months, because that hair, like the root needs to come back. It's a whole thing. It takes time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just our hair, like it's not just the vanity of it all. It's like our confidence, it's our self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And it just like really gets to your soul when your hair starts to come out in clumps, when you're brushing your hair, when you're in the shower and you see your hair in the drain. You know, it's very devastating and scary, but we want to give you the tools to be able to reverse this.
Yeah.
And we want you to understand why this happens.
Yeah, there was even a survey that was done on 700 women on the effects of a good or bad hair day. And they discovered the following. 25% of women report feeling more productive and empowered on good hair days. 1 in 10 saying a bad hair day would keep them from going out with friends. So imagine for those who are experiencing hair loss and so forth. So this is definitely something that can be really affecting your confidence. Even for me, if I have a bad hair day with my crazy hair, if it doesn't look good, then I'm just like...
How do you think you're doing today with your hair? Do you think you're having a good or a bad hair day?
The way you're looking at me looks like as if I'm having a really bad hair day.
No. It's good. It's just...
That's not how you say it's good. You don't go, it's good.
It's good. It looks like Albert Einstein. Because we were just like working and you were brushing your hands through your hair. Anyways.
The funniest thing is when me and Talin go like shopping for the house, like looking at like, you know, furniture and stuff or mirrors or materials, like my hair starts off looking normal. And then somewhere between the next few hours, just it starts afroing. And
you're like thinking and you're brushing your hand through your hair.
The stress. And then like in 3-4 hours, I look like as if I just got released from the mental ward and I haven't brushed my hair in 6 weeks. And
it's so funny. One time he almost stuck his head into a, what's it called? Like a shower. Like we were at Perch. We were looking at shower heads and you can actually turn them on. Like you can turn on the shower heads. The water comes out. He's like, you guys, my hair's so bad. I think you stuck your head in it, didn't you?
No, I went to the bathroom. I almost did it there. Yeah. All right, well.
We digress.
We talked about my hair when we're supposed to talk about how to grow hair. I think.
Let's get into it.
We should cut that part out.
No. So what causes PCOS hair loss? This is crucial to understand so that you feel like you have a sense of control over the situation. When you see the clumps of hair coming out and you don't know why it's happening, that's when you feel like this is the end, you know, and it freaks you out.
Yeah.
But let's understand why this is happening and how you can do something about it. So, I mean, of course, hair loss is a normal part of the hair shedding cycle, of course, but for PCOS, it's like way more intense sometimes, leads to hair thinning, and you can see your scalp and bald spots. And there's several causes. So one of the main causes is high androgen levels.
Yeah, high testosterone.
Right. So what happens is when you have high testosterone, it converts into DHT, dihydro something, testosterone. And that's the more potent form of testosterone. What happens is the DHT gathers around your hair follicles and it causes it to shrink, and the hair follicle falls out because the follicle shrinks. And so this is what is happening with women with PCOS, because we tend to run high on the testosterone. And that's why it's leading to our hair loss. Some people, like moi, we have sensitive androgen receptors. And so that can lead to cystic acne for me, and for some people to hair loss, more hair loss than others. So that's what a doctor once said to me. He was like, you just have sensitive receptor sites to testosterone. So even though it's normal on your lab work, you are more sensitive to testosterone. So that's why you are still getting acne sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then another cause of hair loss can also be hyperthyroidism. A quarter of women with PCOS have hyperthyroidism. And this is when you're not producing enough of the thyroid hormone, or when you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition where your body is attacking the thyroid gland. Now, symptoms of this include hair loss, fatigue, feeling cold, dry skin or hair, and weight gain. If this sounds like you, we highly recommend getting a full thyroid panel, because that's going to tell you exactly what you need to know, whether you have a thyroid issue or not.
Yeah. Thyroid issues, this oftentimes requires, you know, a lot of lifestyle changes, but sometimes medication. You know, sometimes that's what will help you relieve your symptoms.
Yeah.
And you could have high testosterone with a combination of hypothyroid, because both run rampant with PCOS.
Yeah.
Or you could have one or the other. But having lab work done to rule out hypothyroidism is so important, because that's just a battle that, you know, you might need medication for. And then that could really help with the hair loss.
Yeah. And then there is insulin resistance, which 80% of sisters have. This is when our bodies become resistant to insulin, and it can lead to higher blood sugar levels. And then that can cause the ovaries to produce more testosterone. Mm-hmm. So if you do have high testosterone, you're wondering, why is my body producing high testosterone? One of the reasons could be that you have insulin resistance.
Yes. And another thing I learned was that the hair follicles have receptors for insulin and other hormones. And these hormones like play a role in your hair growth cycle. So having insulin resistance can affect your hair growth because of those receptor sites in your hair follicle. So it all goes hand in hand, and our hormones play a huge role in this.
Yeah.
There's also other reasons why your hair may be falling out. It could be a nutrient deficiency, like low levels of iron.
That's right.
I highly recommend taking a multivitamin.
Yeah.
We have our Meta Multi in our bundle of supplements, Metabolism Plus. And, you know, oftentimes with PCOS, we have nutrient gaps that makes it really hard to like fight these root issues of PCOS, like insulin resistance. And, you know, we tend to have low magnesium, zinc, things like that, that can affect our hair. So nutrient deficiencies, you know, it's a big deal. We have to take it seriously and take a multivitamin.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about some of the supplements and nutrients that are recommended in our hair growth guide. But a couple of other reasons why you could be experiencing hair loss before we get to that is also not eating enough calories. So if you're eating too little and working out a lot, or just eating too little in general, your body doesn't have enough resources or just energy to produce healthy hair. So that could be one reason. And of course, excessive exercise or just excessive stress in general. If you're very stressed, that can also cause you to experience hair loss as well. Yeah. Another hormone that's not always talked about is the sex hormone binding globulin. What this is essentially a sponge. It acts like a sponge. And anytime that you have excessive testosterone in your bloodstream, your sex hormone binding globulin is supposed to act like a sponge and clean up that excessive testosterone. When you don't have enough of this hormone, what happens is the testosterone can become rampant and basically become too much. When you get your labs done, when you're checking your testosterone, your doctor should also be checking your sex hormone binding globulin as well to make sure that's not one of the causes.
That's a good point there. Yes. So I hope you feel empowered by hearing like all of these reasons why your hair might be falling out, because a lot of the things we just said have solutions. We have tips for you that we're going to go over right now, you know, things that can help you get into control of this situation. So let's get into it. Of course, like I said earlier, it takes time to reverse this symptom. So you want to be patient. consistent. And we're actually going to read a couple of messages from sisters who have grown their hair back by following our method and the tips that we share in the Sisterhood app. So of course, you know, we're PCOS weight loss, but the tips that we share are not just to help you lose weight, or else we would just say cut calories or something. It's to balance your hormones and to help you thrive with PCOS and manage this type of thing. So let's get into our tips.
Yeah, let's get started with the root causes, which is like insulin resistance, right? Or in one of the cases, insulin resistance that can cause excessive testosterone. Mm-hmm. So one thing you can do, of course, one thing that's really important to do is start managing your insulin resistance with better, but with more protein, prioritizing protein, finding your carb tolerance, and essentially finding a meal plan that works for you that makes sure your blood sugar doesn't spike. All the recipes that's designed in the Sisterhood app are designed so your blood sugar doesn't spike after your meals and that it has enough adequate protein and a balanced amount of carbs to basically keep your body fueled. So you want to find meals and a meal plan that works for your insulin resistance to make sure you don't have those blood sugar spikes. Now, for a lot of people, changing up your meals and adding protein and finding your carb tolerance may be enough. But for a lot of other people who have insulin resistance, they also need to supplement that with some form of a supplement. Mm-hmm. So our favorite is ovacetol. As you know, it is the most researched supplement for PCOS, and it has been shown to lower or to improve insulin resistance and help you lose weight, and which in turn will help you lower testosterone levels when you manage that insulin resistance. Other options also include berberine, as you know, it has been a really, really popular supplement as of lately for insulin resistance as well, and it can also help indirectly with testosterone.
Yes, those are some great tips, babe. Thanks for throwing that in there. Some other things you can do to layer on into your routine are, for example, drinking spearmint tea. There have been studies that show that drinking spearmint tea or green tea 2 to 3 times a day can help lower your stress hormones and also help lower your testosterone levels. So I think that this is an important part of a woman with PCOS's routine. It's certainly part of my routine. In the beginning, when I started to drink green tea, I actually was getting like heart palpitations because I was drinking 3 cups a day, but it has caffeine in it. So for me, that didn't do well. So spearmint tea is my go-to. It's non-caffeinated and it helps keep my testosterone receptors healthy.
Yes. And speaking of spearmint tea, I don't know if you've heard about it on Instagram. We've kind of sprinkled in this information on the podcast, but we are really close to coming out with our spearmint. It's not just a spearmint tea, by the way. It's a custom organic blend of about 5 teas, but the main ingredient is spearmint tea. I mean, we'll get more into details in the coming weeks, but it's gonna come out in about a month or two. Yes. Let's give it a month and a half. We're just about to start the production of like the boxes and the teas. We're gonna go to the where we're making the teas to show you like behind the scenes soon, but it's going to be a custom blend of spearmint tea with other teas that are also have been shown to reduce testosterone and help with hormonal balance. So just stay tuned for that.
So exciting. So another tip I have for you that you can try, this is actually adding a couple of drops of rosemary oil to you, either your shampoo or a carrier oil like coconut oil or castor oil or jojoba oil. I don't know how you say it, jojoba, jojoba. but adding it to your scalp either in the shower with your shampoo or preferably before you take your shower for around 30 minutes and like massage it into your scalp. Rosemary oil, it has antioxidants, it's anti-inflammatory, and also it can stimulate blood circulation in the scalp and promote hair growth, which is amazing. I'm sure you've seen this or read about this before. It's very popular. There's a study actually that compared the effects of rosemary oil versus minoxidil, a topical medication that I've heard of that doctors have prescribed for hair loss. And after 6 months, the study found that there has been a similar increase in hair count with both treatments. So if you want to do something more natural, rosemary oil is a good option, and it's a fun self-care activity that you can do a couple times a week.
Yes. And there's also not just like shampoos, like oils that you can add to your shampoo, but there are like oil drops in the form of tinctures that you can buy and apply to your hair. For example, there's a couple of brands that we like. And I'll admit, like, I actually use some of these because naturally sometimes your hair will recede. So I like to like put a little bit of drops into those areas and just kind of helps make sure like I'm being proactive about it. But like one brand that we really like is called Spoiled Child. By the way, no affiliation whatsoever at all. Spoiled Child, they make some like hair sprays that you like spray into your scalp, and it has like rosemary and a bunch of other natural ingredients. Another one that we really like is called Najo, or I don't know how you spell it. Oh, it's N-A-J-E-A-U. Najo. And it's really good. They have like theirs is more like a oil that you like kind of drop into your hair, mm-hmm. and essentially acts very similar to what we just talked about with the shampoo, and like you leave it on your hair for like maybe half an hour and then like wash it off.
Yeah. And lately I've been using Vegamore, and so has my mom, because she was having some thyroid issues and her hair was falling out. So I got her Vegamore and it was working. So then I got it for myself for fun. And it, I think it really works. Like you have to be consistent. Yeah. You have to put, I think, 2 dropperfuls twice a day, one in the morning, one at night. And that's the thing with treating hair loss. You have to be consistent.
You have to throw the kitchen sink
at it. Like, take your time layering on the tips that we're giving you. Obviously, tomorrow you're not going to start doing like 20 new things. But once you layer it in and like habit stack and do one habit 1 week and then do another one the next week along with the one you did the week before and just stack those habits, you are throwing the kitchen sink at this hair loss issue and you are tackling it. And in 6 to 12 months, you're going to be DMing me, telling me how it's going, how your baby hairs are coming back.
Exactly. And speaking of throwing the kitchen sink. There are also some supplements that can help with directly lowering testosterone and helping you grow your hair back. Some of those are zinc, omega-3, magnesium, vitamin D, saw palmetto, and of course we talked about ovacetol and berberine as well, but these are more like they help, you know, directly more.
Yes. If that makes sense. Add them into your routine.
And keep in mind our metabolism plus supplement bundle has all of these included, especially omega-3. It has zinc. It has magnesium, vitamin D, iron, and much more that we talked about. Of course, it doesn't have the inositol, but for that, we do have ovacetol as an option.
Yes. There's a couple dietary changes you can make. We mentioned some great ones for insulin resistance earlier. One that I've read a lot about is pumpkin seeds and how they help increase hair count. One thing I do is just kind of like sprinkle pumpkin seeds on my salads or add it to my nut mix so that when I, you know, grab some trail mix for a snack, I have pumpkin seeds because it can really help. Studies show that hair count increased by 40% in people treated with pumpkin seed extract for 6 months. Similar to rosemary extract, you can put this on your scalp. And you can also eat it because it helps with reducing your testosterone. Don't eat the extract, eat the pumpkin seed.
Yeah.
That is like a really delicious way to help grow your hair back.
Yeah. And of course, there's like other foods, like for example, like cinnamon, which has been shown to improve insulin sensitivity.
Yeah.
So adding things like that, or like apple cider vinegar, adding things like that into your food, your salads, kind of helps to add flavor, but also at the same time, give some, you know, benefits as well.
Yeah. And oh, last but not least is going dairy free, because dairy can increase your androgen hormones, like testosterone. And that can be so devastating for a woman with PCOS who already has high testosterone. So some of us who are sensitive to testosterone, like moi, you know, going dairy free can be very beneficial for us. You might not see the immediate results because hair loss takes like 6 to 12 months to grow back. But you know what? Give it a try along with all of these tips and see how it goes.
Yeah. And before we send you off, we also want to give you some testimonies from sisters who grew their hair back, just to show you that it's completely possible that you can reverse your hair, and there's other people who are able to do it as well.
Yes.
So this story is from Lo. Lo is one of our sisters who was able to target the root cause of her hair loss. She writes, "In 2012, I had no idea what was happening with my body. I gained 68 pounds in 1 year. I was always extremely tired and had no energy. I was moody and had mood swings. At the time, I really thought it was stress from being an undergrad student. I had to adjust and try to learn my new body, hormones, and everything. It was a constant battle. Even when I was diagnosed, I was told to take birth control, go on a diet, and exercise. I gained so much weight, I finally took control August 2019 and started weight training 3 times a week.
Ooh.
I am slowly going dairy-free. Nice. I have been taking Ovastol for the past month and feel amazing. I am making it part of my life.
Mm.
Back to what I was saying, I feel so much better now that I am managing my PCOS. I feel more alive and have a lot more energy. I I had hair loss, but my hair was growing back. I started taking Ovastol as well. It feels great being in control of my body. I lost 38 pounds so far and will continue to manage my PCOS.
Get amazing. It, girl. Her hair is growing back and she lost 38 pounds. This is so wonderful. She's applying a lot of the tips that we just mentioned in this podcast. Yeah. So
amazing. Such an inspiring story and it's a great job, Lo. We're so happy for you.
Messages like this really get to me. We have another amazing story that's super inspiring from a sister named Narez. She says, my periods used to be so irregular and painful. I could never track them. I ate so healthy, no matter what diet or what type of exercise, my weight would not budge. I was addicted to dairy, and this affected my hair loss and hair growth in unwanted areas. I then went on a diet that the doctor suggested for me, but it didn't help. After finding PCOS weight loss method, I lost 28 pounds. My life changed drastically by going gluten and dairy free. I love that I can have all my meals and don't need to restrict my calories. My face cleared up, my period came back, and my hair started growing again.
Yes.
I lost weight I'd been struggling to lose for years.
Wow. Amazing. That's awesome. It's you know, with some of the lifestyle changes, it's amazing to see sisters gain their like life back almost. Yeah. Like get control over their lives, over their bodies again.
Exactly. Regaining control of their bodies again. I'm so proud of you, sister. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
And that's so inspiring to know that when you're trying to target getting your hair back, you're also helping heal the other PCOS symptoms, because this is just like an all-encompassing lifestyle type of thing.
Absolutely.
So I hope anyone who's listening is super inspired to grow their hair back. Yeah. Let us know how your journey is going.
And just a reminder, like we mentioned a lot of different tips and you don't need to try them all at once. Try habit stacking. Try doing one or two this week and then adding another one in a couple of weeks. It makes it a lot easier to like handle all of them. And it makes it easier for you to see the impact of each individual one when you try them one at a time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, it can take up to 3 months to see hair growth and up to 6 to 12 months to, you know, to fully grow that hair back.
Yeah.
But it is completely possible to do it naturally. Just trust the process.
Right. Trust the process. We read you a lot of testimonies. You know, I know it's really discouraging, but you can do this. So let's do it together.
Absolutely. We're always here to help answer your questions. And of course, we have the Sisterhood app. If you ever want to access meal plans, workout plans, all the learn videos that we have to help you reverse your PCOS and so much more, including the private Facebook community where we answer all your questions. So until next episode, we wish you all a great rest of your day and week. And, you know, just take care and just take it easy.
Talk to you soon, sisters. Bye.
Why does he take it easy?
Take it schweezy. Word of mouth is our absolute best friend here at PCOS Weight Loss. So if there's someone that you know that you think might enjoy this podcast, go ahead and share it with them.
And if you don't mind, go ahead and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the podcast.
It really helps more than you think. Thank you so much for listening and being part of the Sisterhood community. Talk to you next time.